Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, you know, we have devoted a lot of time to talking about hunting in today's show. Larry Weissoon, gosh, he was with us for a long segment, and we had a great time visiting with Larry. He's en route to Spain here to hunt something. I think he said he might be able to actually do some boar hunting over there in Spain and some sheep. I know he's going to sheep hunt. But let's talk fishing. Let's go up to Lake Texoma. Now, my buddy Bill Carey, Striper Express, many of you know Bill. Many of you fish with Bill and his team up there through the years. Let's check. Let's talk some striper fishing, see what's going on. Bill, thank you, buddy, for waiting and for being here with us.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
I tell you what, I think the topic might be the good striper bite and winter fishing. Hunting seasons, by and large, are done. Oh, you know, people like me, we hunt hogs year-round and got spring turkey coming up, but our seasons are wrapping up, you know, the hunting, and pretty doggone good time to go striper fishing, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I always say when people are having hunting withdrawals, cabin fever, these old stripers are on fire. Those largemouth are a little lethargic, and stripers like it cool. And we've been very lucky this winter. The water temperatures haven't cooled down as fast as they normally have, and we still have the best of both worlds, meaning trophy size fish, and they'll get up in school. It is not cold enough yet to get them knocked to school, so on the right day, you can go out there and do both. It's fun.
The, like you say, the best of both worlds. Well, nothing like striper fishing. My problem, as my wife has been known to point out, old Luke, my problem is I like to catch stripers. I like to catch bass, crappie, catfish. I like to hunt hogs. There's not many things in the outdoors that I don't like to do, but I'm honest about this. Striper fishing, to me, maybe it's because I didn't discover the thrill of striper fishing until I was probably approaching upper 20s. And Texoma was my first place to go. And once I discovered the fun of it, I mean, I love the striper fish, Bill. And also I love to eat them. To me, they're one of the best tasting fish around. Well, tell us, let's talk some nuts and bolts. How about this? The big ones, I mean, you're catching some. I've seen the pictures on Facebook there that Striper Express that you post, some big stripers. Are they caught now incidental to what we might call the box fish, the eaters?
Most of our fish, we've been on a run all winter. They get really fat and sassy, and man, we're not catching as many box fish unless they school up. If you know, that's when they group up in a school, and then. But we target the larger fish. So to answer that, most of it is big trophy. You know, it seems like here in the last week we've had a whole bunch of 10-pound fish where month before we've been catching them up to 15-17 pounds, but we've been catching so many 10 pounders, and I catch myself being complacent because 10 pound fish is a good fish.
Oh gosh, yeah. And out of that cold, those supercharged stripers out of that cold water, you know, you better have your drag set right on a good 10 pound striper, Bill, as you well know, right?
Yes, sir, because it is finesse fishing. They're cold, and they hit light, and I tell everybody, think like a fish, stay in contact with that line, and when in doubt, jerk. And when they hit it, it's a light hit, but when you set that hook, the fight is on then. You wouldn't think they, as light as they hit in the winter, you wouldn't think they'd fight that hard, but boy, they run like mad when they got a hook in them.
It's something like a switch is flipped, and they say they turn on the superchargers. Are you catching them? Is there a pattern? I mean, I know the pattern is when they're schooling, getting into school, you know. But are they hanging out in real deep water this time of year, or does it change day to day, Bill?
You know, that is a good question because, man, they're everywhere. You know, we've had some warm days this winter, here in Texas, North Texas, folks, we've had some 75, 80 degree weather.
Yep, yep.
Last week, my guys were catching fish in 3 to 5 foot of water in February. That's crazy. But most of them are going to be on structure. Anywhere from 10 to 30 is our favorite. And then if you find them suspended out in the big water, you catch them 30 foot down in 50 foot water.
Yeah. Electronics key on that, I'm sure, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's another thing. I tell people the birds are better than the depth finders, but there's a point where the water gets too cold and the birds will lie to you. It just takes a couple fish to run a big ball of bait up to the surface and the birds see them. But it hasn't gotten cold enough yet, and the birds are still working. They're still showing you fish. They're not lying to you is what I mean. So that's when you get into your numbers and your box fish. But it seems like these box fish are running. We love it when we say we catch 19 7/8 fish because our limit, folks, is twice the state limit. You're allowed 10 fish per person per day, and that is including 2 20-plus or as long as your leg stripers. That's our brood stock. So our limit works where you're allowed 2 big ones per person because those are the ones that make the babies, and we love it when we catch those 19 7/8 because, you know, like you said, they're good to eat. They are so good to eat, and we've released all our largemouth and smallmouth, but, boy, these little stripers make some pretty good table fare.
They're one of my favorite fish, and I just love to introduce new people that are not accustomed to eating stripers. You know, one of my favorite ways to cook stripers is, as you know, is I've talked about it many times, but it's the truth, is take some, of course, those when you get the bag of fillets there, you know, your guys have, the red meat's gone, it's snow white fillets. Take those and dust them with a little bit of garlic powder and a lot of basil. I just love basil. And butter, and then broil it or bake it, either way. If you've got a broiler, it's so good. And then, of course, a little salt it to taste. But and then just when you get ready to, when there's a little crispiness on the outside of those fillets, squeeze a little lemon on them, Bill. I mean, that's why stripers, you know, they're commercial fish. I'm sure they still are up on the eastern seaboard. I've seen them in restaurants up there with a pretty pricey price tag, the stripers,
yes,
you know. But that's why they're so expensive. I mean, down here, they're not a commercial fish, you know, but the good thing is you can go up there and stock up on them and have some really fresh striper dinners, you know.
Yes, sir. I've always said that crappie is the walleye of the South, and I'll put striper right between them. It's white, mild, flaky meat, just excellent food.
Yep, that's one of my favorites. Bill, as far as baits right now, I know you guys specialize in using artificials, the thrill of the chase, you know?
Yes, sir.
And the feel of that, to me, I don't care whether I'm fishing for a crappie or a catfish, the thrill is when that rascal taps or jerks that line. You know, that's when I get excited. And using, I would imagine, jigs are still the mainstay right now that you're using.
Sir. Uh-huh. It's all jig fishing. Most of it is, we like the bucktail roadrunner. This is the Blakemore roadrunner that we've all used for crappie, walleye, but this is their bucktail. This is the big one, 1/2 ounce and 1 ounce. And then we take a 9-inch white curl tail worm and put it behind it. Big bait, big fish, you know, the old story. Now, my boys will use a sassy shad, but our go-to big fish bait is the Blakemore roadrunner. That's the best.
The go-to bait, and has been, hasn't it, you know, for, I mean.
It really has. Yep. Yeah, that will produce big fish. You're not going to catch little fish on that bait.
Yep.
And it's like I tell people, if you get on board and one of our guides hands you all sassy shad, 4-inch soft plastics, paddle tail, all of our paddle tails, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and then he might be throwing a roadrunner. You'll be out catching him, but when you hear him grunt, and set that hook.
Yes, that's when the good one hit, yeah.
Yes, sir.
So to target those big ones, the bigger stripers, the really, I know they will hit, they will hit a small bait too, but to target them, bigger baits, right?
Yeah, I think that Roadrunner is just the ticket. We've been so happy with it for years, and you know, I tell people you don't have to crawl that thing like people think. Just keep it about 3 foot off the bottom, feel your way through, mm-hmm. keep a tight line, and when in doubt, jerk, because they will hit the lightest this time of year.
Mm-hmm. As far as colors, you know, let's talk about the jig. If you were to say, okay, right now, you and I are going fishing, Bill, and so I'm going to want, what color jig head, what size? And I know this is sometimes dependent on wind, how big a, heavy a jig head you use. What would we rig up with color-wise and size jig, do you think? Just, you know.
I think the favorite Roadrunner is probably the white. That is white head, white thread, and white bucktail. It's real bucktail hair. And then we put a white worm on it. We won't mix it up. We'll put a chartreuse worm. We'll put a chartreuse head. But most of it is white, and chartreuse and white.
Yep, and I remember guides back 20, 25 years ago, you know, I was doing fishing columns and reports and things like that. And, you know, the old question, well, what color are they hitting now? And then I remember a lot of guys used to tell me, any color as long as it's chartreuse. but you know, chartreuse, gosh, I don't know why chartreuse is such a good color. Maybe because of the tint of the water, you know, the watercolors. By and large, chartreuse has caught lots and lots of fish, hasn't it?
Oh, I can't remember. Let's just say chartreuse has been around for 30 years. It changed the game. It was a wonderful color, still is to this day. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you a funny story. The truth of the matter is, I'd never even heard the word chartreuse. Didn't know what it was. What color is chartreuse up to 25 years ago, whenever it became. And I remember I used to write it a million times a week, you know, chartreuse, they're hitting on 3/4 ounce chartreuse and white spinner, you know, et cetera. And I had the word written out. That was before spell check and all this. I had the word on a card written, no kidding. And but I bet I've written that word 20 million times because it is. It's just such a good color for catching not only stripers but white bass, largemouth, you name it. Somebody knew what they were doing when they said, let's mix this green and whatever and come up with a color chartreuse, you know?
Boy, they did. It's a gooder. And I know what you mean about spelling it because I'm a writer too.
Yeah, it's one of the tricky ones. Nowadays, don't have to worry about that, you know. Well, Bill, people coming to Texoma right now can't expect to catch fish. Winter is winter. You have to, you know, you might plan a trip for a month or 6 weeks ahead and schedule it. But if the night before we have a blizzard blow in, things change. So you have to be a little bit more flexible when you plan a fishing trip in the wintertime, don't you?
That's a good point. I tell people that weatherman's got a tougher job than you and I, but after January 1, if I see that big blue arch coming down from the north and it's 30 degrees and 30 mile an hour in Oklahoma City, I'll call you the night before.
Well, Bill, they're telling me we're out of time. Folks, I wish we could keep Mr. Carey with us another hour, but we can't. StriperExpress.com. You can check Striper Express out, give them a call, get up there and fish with them. The fishing is good right now. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer.com. That's butcher-packer.com and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit EastTexasLuxury.com. That's www.EastTexasLuxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.